Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, sebuah penelitian baru menunjukkan warga muda Australia mengalami kemiskinan dan keterbelakangan yang menempatkan mereka dalam resiko besar terasingkan secara sosial, di mana dapat mempengaruhi kehidupan mereka dalam jangka panjang. Oleh karena itu, tindakan menghapuskan kemiskinan anak dan membantu sekolah harus dilakukan. Berikut ini laporan yang disusun oleh Ariana Lucente bagi SBS News. Penelitian tersebut dipimpin oleh Flinders University, dengan peserta penelitian lebih dari 3.500 anak berusia 13 sampai 14 tahun dari sekitar 100 sekolah di seluruh Australia. Para remaja tersebut hidup dalam kemiskinan dan mereka mengakui mengalami pengucilan, perundungan, dan kurangnya bantuan dari para guru. Gary Redman, seorang profesor dari College of Business, Government and Law di Universitas Flinders dan ketua penelitian ini, mengatakan kemiskinan dan ketidakberuntungan bagi para orang muda ini dapat mempengaruhi kehidupan mereka selama hidupnya.
We looked at this in relation to their feelings about their own life satisfaction, and we find that these experiences of exclusion by teachers and by peers flows into lower levels of life satisfaction, which has implications then for their future mental health. So the main point of our study was to point to the relationship between poverty or material disadvantage and experiences at school, which is not something you should expect would happen, but it seems to happen on quite a large scale.
Penelitian ini menggambarkan skala ekonomi keluarga anak dengan pertanyaan berapa jumlah mobil atau komputer yang mereka miliki, atau apakah mereka mempunyai kamar sendiri, dan apakah mereka pernah berlibur dalam tahun-tahun terakhir. Juga terdapat pertanyaan mengenai kepemilikan pribadi, seperti uang saku, pakaian, dan telepon genggam. Profesor Redman mengatakan bagi mereka yang skor dari indikator tersebut rendah, melaporkan mengalami perundungan dan tidak menerima bantuan dari guru mereka. Diana Harris, CEO sementara dari The Australian Research Alliance for Children and Youth, mengatakan hal ini tidaklah mengejutkan bagi anak-anak yang rentan lebih sering mengalami perundungan.
When you talk about school exclusion, people tend to think about kids being bullied because they haven't, you know, because their ears stick out or because they haven't got the latest designer kit or anything that, you know, makes kids stand out from the herd in some way. What we need to be thinking about, and what this study really shows, is that social exclusion is not equal opportunity. Social exclusion happens to the most vulnerable children.
Terdapat beberapa faktor resiko pengucilan sosial. Dalam penelitian ini ditemukan para remaja yang hidup dengan disabilitas, merawat anggota keluarga mereka, berbicara bukan dalam bahasa Inggris, atau sebagai warga pribumi, kemungkinan hidup dalam kemiskinan lebih tinggi. Profesor Redman mengatakan hal ini dapat menimbulkan perlakuan yang tidak menyenangkan di sekolah.
Well, we asked about bullying, so we asked about other kids ganging up on me, other kids spreading lies about me, talking about me behind my back, ignoring me, these kinds of questions. We found that kids tended to report that much more than other kids who weren't poor.
Dan anak-anak yang hidup dalam kemiskinan juga percaya guru-guru mereka tidak peduli terhadap mereka.
When we asked them about their relationships with teachers, so we asked them about to answer questions, to agree with statements like, "There's at my school, there is a teacher or another adult who really cares about me, who believes I'll be a success, or who listens to me when I have something to say." And they tended to score much lower on those scores.
Harris mengatakan tanggung jawab biasanya diberikan kepada keluarga atau siswa yang harus mengatasi sendiri perasaan mereka.
There's a lot of talk in some of the programs that you'll find about, you know, resilience and mental strength and anti-bullying. And they're all about putting the responsibility onto an individual. Be stronger, shake it off, laugh it off, you know, be tougher. And it completely misses the point that these kids have less resilience for the very good reason that they've got more stresses in their life.
Dari 38 negara dalam Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development atau OECD, Australia berada dalam ranking menengah untuk kemiskinan anak. Lebih jauh, Profesor Redmond mengatakan kasus biasa ini tidak diduga dapat terjadi di Australia.
Some of them talked about how poverty meant that they didn't have enough food in the house when extra relatives arrived, all the food went. Others talked about how they got all their clothes from op shops. And what they're talking about is, you know, the kind of poverty that you don't expect to see in a rich country like Australia, yet it clearly exists. And there's lots of evidence, for example, that hunger exists among children.
Penelitian ini mendorong perlunya tindakan pembaharuan dan penguatan ekonomi, sosial, budaya, dan kebijakan politik untuk memastikan masa depan yang lebih baik bagi orang-orang muda. Profesor Redmond mengatakan kenaikan bantuan pendapatan merupakan awal.
We know that when governments give families more money, poverty goes down. This happened during the COVID crisis, during the early part of the COVID crisis, when we had the JobKeeper allowance and we had the coronavirus addition to job seeker payments. This resulted in poverty overall going down in Australia.
Meskipun Profesor Redmond mengutip perubahan dengan bantuan pendanaan bagi sekolah-sekolah yang kurang beruntung sebagai perubahan, namun masih terlalu dini untuk melihat hasil dari perubahan tersebut. Harris mengatakan masalah ini tidak dapat diselesaikan hanya dengan pendanaan sekolah yang lebih baik.
Schools already do a lot, probably far more than they ought to do or ought to be asked to do. School can be an incredible protective factor in a young person's life. We've all heard stories where people talk about an inspirational teacher whose care and commitment to that young person was life-changing. But it's not something that school should be expected to do, and it's not something that means we can shake off the responsibility. These things are deep systemic forces in play, and they need a whole of government and a whole of society approach.
Dan akhirnya, Profesor Redmond mengatakan pemerintah jangan malu untuk mengatasi masalah kemiskinan anak.
When you're thinking about what goes on at school, you need to also think about what goes on beyond the school gates. So you can't keep that outside of what goes on inside a school. And in the case of this particular study, what we're really concerned about is the impact of poverty on young people's well-being within school.
Demikian tadi laporan yang disusun oleh Ariana Lucente bagi SBS News.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.